Have 9 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks?
I want to know how, just note how nice their parking lot looks. I noticed we had Mr. Charbonnet, our maintenance, and Mr. Huff and Cupboard working there through the weekend and last weekend, and it looks very nice.
Yep. Definitely did a nice job. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 477927 through 477955. Checks number 477957 through checks number 478008. Warrants 8485 through 8487 and 8491 through 8492, one journal entry.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 477956.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain?
Huh?
Did you want to abstain on that one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I was in a... I took a nap.
Yes, that's okay. So, two ayes and then an abstention.
Mm-hmm.
Motion carries.
I was reading the note here.
Sorry.
No, it's me.
Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 7th, 2024, and then executive session minutes for October none. I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 7, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't have
executive.
Oh, do you? I'm so sorry. Pretty straightforward there. I didn't see any grammar.
Who to approve it? Executive session minutes for October 7th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the bid recommendation 202409-565 for the 2025 flatbed truck. Up with you guys. This morning, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff, along with Jordan Robertson, Marler. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
The truck we're going out for bid for is a flatbed truck for our paint machine. Is that correct, Devin?
That's correct. The
That way we can permanently mount it and not have to be taking it back and forth and causing further damage.
All right. In response to bid number 202409-565, we only received one bid from Pinniger Chevrolet in Branson, which is the total amount of $56,811. And the delivery time will be February 28th of next year, 2025.
I'm assuming it's a cabin chassis.
Yes. With a flatbed on it.
It does already have a flatbed on it?
It will have. And then,
and then our paint machine will go on top of that.
Correct. And there should be enough room on there to put a tote of paint, additional beads, and it's got side boxes down below for tools and parts we need.
Is it a 3500?
Yeah, it's two-wheel drive.
I guess we won't be painting in the winter where we would need.
No,
and be so heavy it won't matter.
Yeah, and what we have right now is the truck that it is on is actually one of our plow trucks.
Right.
So this will put that truck back into service.
We don't have to take
correct.
It off.
Correct, yeah.
Move to award bid number 202409-565 to Pinniger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated at Branson.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the bid recommendation 202409-564 for the equipment hitch trailer, one or more. This one we received multiple bids. I'll turn it back over to you guys now.
Yeah, this would be to replace one of our older trailers we've got. It's been around for 20 years. Time to upgrade it. It's starting to get a lot of wear on it.
For number 202409-564, we received 6 bids, but only 3 of them were compliant. You'll be able to see the notes on your page of how they were disqualified and for what. Going in order of the total amounts, Westgate trailer, they came in at $34,400. Holden Industries, they came in at $35,592. And then we got the Craftsman International from North Carolina that came in at $26,799. And all of those have around the same delivery time of 8 to 10 weeks.
I noticed out of the, 9 bids or so we received, it looked like 3 of them were disqualified for not filling everything out.
Mm-hmm. And I also note they were all higher than the
yes
compliant lowest bid.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do some research on the Craftsman from North Carolina. I mean, they appear to be legit. I had never heard of that brand before. But the trailers are a very good-looking trailer. I don't have an issue trying them out. And a company up in Stratford, Monday Trailers, could do any of the warranty work.
Okay.
But that being said, normally wouldn't do it. But personally, I think I'd feel better awarding them as a primary and Westgate trailer as a secondary, just in case something went haywire to where we couldn't get it. I don't know what you all think of that.
You would choose Westgate because it's 6 to 8 delivery, and the other, and Phoenix is 10 weeks delivery.
Yeah, and it's also in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Okay.
And that would be an iron bull.
Yeah.
have to use them, but if we have them as secondary, then we could.
Is the gauge of steel and the framing and everything the same, and that was all spec'd out?
Yeah, both of them, I think it was 8 pounds per inch I-beam on them. Both of them had rough sawn oak, treated rough sawn oak. I'd sat down with Devin and went through the bid specs, and the cross-member spacing was the same. Everything was...
All the welding was the same.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't tell any difference. So, I mean, with a trailer, like we discussed, you have a few air lines and electric lines. I mean, so realistically, other than a catastrophic failure of the trailer, there shouldn't be a lot to go wrong with it. And with that kind of price difference...
It's a $7,800, $7,600 price difference. Move to award bid number 202409-564 to Craftsman International Incorporated as the primary and Westgate Trailers as the secondary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Devin, how many do you plan on ordering the first?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for the day cab pull truck, one or more, file number 24-127, Roden Bridge. This one is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 10th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. These are the replacement trucks for the ones that had burnt that
we're replacing.
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none.
No.
Move to approve the agreement for day cab pull truck, one or more, line between Taney County and Ozark Kenworth Incorporated, doing business as MHC Kenworth of Leawood, Kansas.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of Title III fund allocations for Bradleyville Fire Department. We've done our notice of publication on this for the 45-day period that was required. That ended September 17th, 2024. We do have a request in front of us for the amount of $32,500 for the Bradleyville Rural Fire Department. This would be for an outfitted side-by-side and a tandem axle utility trailer to be utilized on and around the National Forest land.
Questions.
Did we discuss the trailer during their...
We did.
I was thinking that they were concerned about the easeability of being able to get... Maybe that's another conversation.
Originally, they was going to utilize a single axle trailer, and then they went to the tandem axle trailer.
Any more questions?
I have none.
I move to approve the approval of the Title III fund allocation for Bradleyville Fire Department in the amount of $32,500.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of a letter of support from the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N for a grant for membership dues and MORA funding. Everyone have a chance to look over that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions?
No.
I would entertain a motion at this time then.
Move to approve.